there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy tale wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
I was in the middle of working out some particularly naughty bits of writing my novels when sweet Katie Doggy dropped the ball at my feet. Her message was loud and clear. It was time for a walk. A couple of blocks into our stroll, we encountered a hand-drawn sign stapled to a phone pole. It read, "Coyotes are dangerous. A mission to safely get coyotes out of your neighborhood." Two adorable drawings of pets on it encouraged everyone to protect your doggos and cats. The coyotes and humans of Los Angeles County make for troubled neighbors. On one hand, coyotes were here first. The burgeoning number of humans has put a strain on the families of our four-legged population. On the other hand, the more desperate coyotes get for food and shelter, the bolder they become about snacking on small family pets. To their credit, they also munch on vermin such as rats and mice that spread nasty germs and dine on backyard gardens. Intrigued, I tore a paper tag from the sign, which noted the sign maker's website. As soon as I got back to my desktop computer, I looked up the coyote crew. According to their site, they're on a mission to safely and peacefully get coyotes out of your neighborhood. As it turns out, they're Girl Scouts. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt thought Girl Scouts were great. To prove it, a video on YouTube from around 1937 shows her with an encampment of girls from all over the world. In her speech, she relays a greeting from her husband and urges them to grasp every good time you can. Of course, I had to invite the coyote crew to introduce themselves here at Happiness Between Tales. That led me to research the Girl Scouts, given that I knew practically nothing about the organization. When I was a kid, other than a bit of high school team swimming and water polo, I didn't join groups because my family didn't have much money. Also, contrary to a relative who's forever tried to gaslight me, we moved around a lot. By the time I left home at 18, I'd lived in 15 apartments and attended 10 schools. What I learned about the Girl Scouts is impressive. They've been around since 1912 and have been lauded by everyone, including President Barack Obama. Moreover, they've repeatedly fended off groups that don't want transgender girls to join. In one case, when a bigoted Deep Pockets mailed them a check for $100,000 with the stipulation that they not help anyone who is transgender, the Girl Scouts mailed it back to them. Better yet, they collected $250,000 from people who were overjoyed by their integrity. YouTube features an array of girl-positive vintage Girl Scouts TV ads. One from 2002 highlights how little girls, cute ones included, have brains that should be nurtured, particularly by their fathers. The organization is big into teaching self-reliance and smarts, including when it comes to money. Their cookie selling is epic. Their aptly titled "The Cookies Are Here" commercial from 1976 is smart and funny. The way all kinds of people stash them in all sorts of unexpected places makes me want to run out and buy some. Now, here are Ava and Jamie, the two Girl Scouts behind the sign my dog and I saw on that telephone pole, to tell us about their coyote awareness project. They've put together a great website where they can be emailed from. It's located at sites.google.com/view/thecoyotecrew/home. A Silver Award Project, but Socially Distanced, by Jamie and Ava, members of the Girl Scouts and of the Coyote Crew. Hi, we're the Coyote Crew, Bronze Award and 501,200 Club Girl Scouts who have always fought for animal rights and against animal cruelty. Our journey with animal rights started when people close to us had their cats killed by a coyote, and we have been searching for ways to protect our neighborhood pets from coyotes ever since. About a year ago, we were faced with the challenge of coming up with a project to do for our Girl Scout Silver Award, and so the Coyote Crew was created. Our mission is to help inform people about the dangers of coyotes, and the fact that the coyotes need to be protected as well as our pets. It is our job as humans to keep our animals safe and keep ourselves safe from wildlife, while respecting the boundaries of wild animals, especially those who live around neighborhoods. This project will tell you a little bit about coyotes, how to keep your pets safe from them, why harming coyotes is a bad idea, and expose you to the personal lives of people living with coyotes practically next door to them through interviews. And now, here's a short introduction from each crew member. Hi, I'm Jamie. I have always loved animals, and after doing a research project on animal testing in fifth grade, I became passionate about animal rights. I joined PETA and several other animal rights foundations and organizations and began buying cruelty-free products. My extensive research on animal rights never touched the topic of coyotes, and although coyotes continued to be a negative thing in my life, I always thought that they deserved more than what humans give to them. Depleting their food source and taking over their land, making them skinny and hungry and unable to live without eating our pets. So I helped start the Coyote Crew. Of course, I have never particularly liked coyotes. My next-door neighbor had his cat, Jazz, killed by one, and my dad had to clean up the cat's dead body in their front lawn. Nobody liked that experience in the slightest, obviously. Jazz was an awesome cat, and we all miss him, but he is only gone because the coyotes didn't have any other options or land to hunt on. And what I hope to do is to make sure that coyotes don't have a chance to eat the pets, and that humans don't have intentions to hurt coyotes. Hi, I'm Ava. I have always been scared of coyotes coming into my neighborhood. Some of my first-hand experience includes having coyotes visit my neighborhood, and even being only feet away from one as a small child. Ever since I was a little kid, I cared for animals and their rights. One of the main topics I wanted Coyote Crew to cover was that while we should take action to get coyotes out of our neighborhoods, we should not harm the coyotes in the process. Another point is that not only should we strive for our neighborhoods to be free of coyotes, but to learn and educate others on why coyotes come to neighborhoods in the first place. Most times when there is a conflict between the two, it is misunderstood on what is really happening on either side. Hopefully in my future I will continue on this journey of learning and educating about animals, as it is a topic that cannot be explained in simple words. The Coyote Crew as a whole has always been about peace between animals and humans. Our goal is to keep coyotes peacefully and safely out of your neighborhood. That, however, is only one of our motives for doing this project. Our second one is that we are Girl Scouts with a determination to achieve our Silver Award. If you are unaware of what that is, it is a project most Girl Scouts go through. The qualifications for it require 50 hours of work towards the project, it has to contribute to the community, and you have to work with the community itself. So far we have completed 50 plus hours of work and presented to 5 classes about our project. We have also hung up posters and even started a website. Now, doing this during a literal pandemic has been no easy feat. Whether it was the fear of contracting the virus itself, or the struggle of actually getting the project planned and finished, there were complications. We would say that about 95% of the project was online or digital. We haven't met up for any of this project. It sounds crazy to say, but all of our meetings were either on Zoom or FaceTime. The pandemic added extra stress about our working with the community, because we haven't been able to really work with the community as of late. Luckily, we had an opportunity to present to a few classes and interview community members with experience over Zoom. And to make our project sustainable, we thought the internet is one of the few things that will stay for, well, a long time to say the least. What better way to do so than to make a website? Check out our website at sites.google.com/view/thecoyotecrew/home. And email us from there if you are interested in protecting yourself and your pets, and email us with any coyote-related questions. Our website explains simply how to keep your boundaries with coyotes and how to keep yourself and your pets safe. There is also a link to a podcast we spoke in, coming soon, an interview with a cat fosterer who has a lot of experience on coyotes, and pages where you can email us and have your own experience with coyotes put up, including an encounters page, a Q&A, and a design your own flyer to put up in your neighborhood warning about coyotes. We hope you use the information in the website and put it to good use, as well as interacting with it. We don't have many supporters now, but we do hope to in the future. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world to us. We are so grateful to have been invited to be a guest on the Happiness Between Tales podcast and blog. We never thought we would get as far as to be sought out to speak about something we care about so much, and we appreciate every ounce of support. This has been the Coyote Crew. Growing up, were you a member of any youth groups? How many homes did you reside in and how many schools did you attend? Remember, the best way to combat gaslighting is to speak your truth. Share your thoughts by leaving a voice message link if you reach this podcast through anchor.fm. Otherwise, I welcome your comments at happinessbetweentales.com. Like what you heard? Your support at buymeacoffee.com/supportHBT would be much appreciated.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Doll for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more tail wags and the making of tales.